Oh yes, the time has come. We love Wednesdays because we celebrate different women in different industries just trailblazing by just being themselves and following a passion. It's that simple. Now, of course, this week's guest is no different. She is a trailblazer in her industry. With more than 100 productions to her name, Nerusha has put KZN on the global entertainment map. She's a multi-award winner, recognized with the Commonwealth Business Excellence Award and a Hollywood Bets KZN Youth Business Award, and most recently nominated for the prestigious 40 Under 40 Africa in under 40 Africa in the media category. Now, Nerusha is deeply committed to youth development and is the driving force behind the record-breaking KZN 48-hour film project, where 161 teams of filmmakers create short films in just one weekend. And of course, perfect timing to have her in studio, with South Africa getting 5 Emmy nominations. And I see the day when we have many, many more nominations. She's with us, everybody, Nerusha Maharaj. Raj Sadapal, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me in studio today.
So exciting to have you. I mean, shoo, where do we even begin? Your accolades speak volumes. Before you even walk in the room, your accolades are insane. But let's get to the crux of it. Where did you fall in love with filmmaking?
The first time I ever stepped on a set. And that was many, many years ago, Carol. And that was as an extra.
Okay.
The most humblest form of being on a set is being an extra.
Right.
And I was, you know, in the print media industry back in the day. That was huge. So sales and marketing for Forbes magazine, Suit Times, and all these big brands. And then like come across an ad looking for 300 Indian extras, and I'm like, okay, cool, this must be a good or big production, let's
right.
check it out.
Right.
And then I was on set and it was just lights, camera, action, and at that point I knew this is it. Right. This is what I wanted, and I just loved the chaos, and I was so intrigued by everything that went on behind the scenes. So then I knew I wanted to be on set,
yeah,
but behind the camera.
Wow. And tell me, can you share where, what set was this that made it all happen for you, like the switch went on?
It was an international series that was recreating Burma in Durban, the streets of Durban.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then in that moment, you knew you wanted to be behind the camera.
Absolutely. I mean, I studied law, and, you know, being a creative, you need something that stimulates you.
Mm.
And so I think I always shied away from it, you know, taking on sales and marketing, and then I found my calling.
You found your calling. Now you've worked on more than 100 productions. From local favorites like Umkhokha to Nollywood blockbusters out in Nigeria. And also 90 Day Fiancé. And I think Sugar and Spice, you had your hand in there as well.
Producing.
Oh my goodness. So, you know, what would you say was a defining content moment for you that you said, this is something I'm so proud of?
So proud of would definitely be last year's record-breaking 161 teams of filmmakers gathering together to make a short film. And that was a collective win. So it wasn't a win for myself as a city producer.
Mm.
It was a collective win, knowing that we have made an impact to 161 teams of filmmakers, content creators, emerging filmmakers, and yeah, making that mark, showcasing KZN, our talent, our locations, and everything that we have to offer.
Yeah, and we have so much talent. I mean, I look at these young men in the studio here. Asanda, for example, just graduated and joined us from a filming background. And you clearly have a passion for young people and film and storytelling. What makes KZN Stories so unique for you?
Our people, our voice, our culture, our differences that makes us so strong but so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's the way we just come together.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you're a multi-award winner, as we mentioned earlier. So many awards under your belt, from the 40 Under 40 and so on. What do these awards mean for you as a woman in film? You know, the recognition. I know it's a very male-dominated industry and very few women are recognized in this space. What does it mean to have these accolades?
It's a very grateful experience, but more so, It's responsibility. It's responsibility, and I feel kind of a pressure. How do we improve? How do I make a further impact? How do I grow the industry more? And how do I leave that legacy?
Yeah. And speaking of legacy, what dreams do you have for yourself for the future? I'm sure you've done so much, but you must even be wanting more.
Of course, I feel this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's absolutely just the beginning, and it's to my vision is to put KZN on the map where we are seen as the place to be for filming, a film destination.
Right.
So making sure that we have crew and we have cast that are equipped, that location owners know, hey, this is not a scam. This is something that's real. Somebody wants to film at me and they want to pay me for using my space and so forth. So it is to put us on the map, the filming map, and to make KZN a truly film-friendly destination.
And I think we have that potential. I mean, I'm looking at the U.S., right, where the current president, President Donald Trump, has said that they're going to now sanction, in some way or form, filmmakers intending to film outside of the U.S. So make it more expensive or put taxes. I don't know what they're planning to do to make it difficult, that they are forced to make movies within Hollywood. And we all know that it's cheaper to come to other countries and film. And of course, you're saying, our destination is KZN. We've had some amazing movies being shot right here. What are your thoughts around, firstly, that happening on an international stage, and that does that affect us? Or do you think it's so important for us to tell our stories and export our stories elsewhere for those platforms?
It's absolutely twofold. Really important for us to tell our stories and export, but also to be importing and to be the place that's welcoming these international productions and taking advantage of the fact that we are cheap to format. We do have everything. And just making sure that the international productions and studios get a taste of what it feels like. I mean, you know, Cape Town has it all and international productions go there all the time.
Right.
But what about us here in KZN?
Yeah, that's why I love Tom Cruise, because he came here.
Exactly. Exactly.
He was like, I'm filming in KZN, people.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, we need more of those, and the more open and receptive people are and knowing that it is happening in KZN.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done like close to 60 shoots this year. And that's just shoots, not film. So it's more television stuff.
Yes.
As part of the company, it's happening in KZN.
It is. We're going to chat more about the support that filmmakers need, because I know that that's a big part of making these ambitions happen. And then, of course, it's a Woman Crush Wednesday. I would never let you go without you giving us inspiration on, just encouraging us to chase our dreams. You living the dream. Every day you get to do what you love. Some people wake up and they hate what they do, but I would love you to inspire them to find the joy in everyday things. So we'll get into that and so much more next. We're hanging out with the beautiful Nirusha Maharaj Sadapol. If you have a question, 061-792-9495. We're talking everything film, and it's on the back of a week that we are shining on the world stage with 5 Emmy nominations as South Africa. But it's a big also week for Nirusha and the 48 hour film project. We're going to get into that. Who's that girl? So yes, as I mentioned earlier, with more than 100 productions to her name, she is seasoned in the world of film and passionate about it, with accolades for days, including awards like the 40 Under 40 Africa recognition, nominated in that category, and the KZN Youth Business Award, as well as the Commonwealth Business Excellence Award. So we kind of briefly touched on this earlier, Nirusha, and that is, of course, something you're very, very passionate about, which is your 48-hour film project. If you can explain that to us, what is it? And you said entries are now open for the next round.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the 48-hour film project, it's an international short film competition whereby you make a short film in one weekend. One weekend, it's impromptu. Every single one of these films gets screened in cinema. So you get to see yourself on the big screen. And there's awards, local awards, but the overall winner represents us internationally.
Oh.
To compete against the other 130 winning films. And then the top 10 films get identified to be screened at Cannes Film Festival.
Wow.
Huge opportunity for filmmakers, huge opportunity for aspiring and emerging talent. But also just for anybody who's wanting to have fun, and it's happening next weekend, and you know, it's a team building, it's a fun initiative, it's exposing people to the film industry, what it takes. It's more than just being in front of a camera and a camera in front of you.
Right. So someone's listening now and they're like, oh my gosh, I want to enter. How do we go about that?
48hourfilm.com/Durban. It's registrations are online. We also have a WhatsApp number, helpline 083-991-6497.
Okay.
and they can reach out to us. We're having workshops next week, Monday, at the Natal Command site, and that will take them through everything that they need to survive the weekend of filming. Uh-huh. Your location release forms, your artist release forms, your music release forms, the film and publication board document, and everything that you need for actually making a film.
Wow. So give us the website again where we can go and apply.
So it's the number 4 and the number 8, 48.
Yes.
And ourfilm.com/Durban.
And it's happening next weekend. Friday. Next starts weekend. From Friday or?
Starts from Friday at 7 p.m. So the brief is you get two genres. You never know what it is. You'll only receive that at 6:30.
Oh, wow.
Basically.
So it's literally, you get everything on the day and you must make it happen.
Everything on the day.
Wow.
Totally.
That's exciting.
So 6:30, receiving your genres. Two genres, three elements, which is a character, a line of dialogue, and a prop.
Wow.
And you'd have to incorporate this into the film. And that's how we know it was made that weekend, not any other weekend.
Right. Wow, that sounds exciting. 48, the number, ourfilm.com/Durban. I love that. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you've been the driving force behind the 48 Hour Film, which recently broke records, by the way. What inspired you to take this on personally for you?
It was an opportunity I wish I had, more specifically when I was in school.
Yeah.
And a lot of schools, a lot of public schools don't even have drama.
Yeah.
You know, let alone film studies. So how do we reach that? So this is for the me, which wish I'd known about the film industry sooner.
Yeah.
So I would have made the correct career choice back then.
Right.
And so that's just my drive and my passion is to let youth know about the opportunity. It's not a far-fetched dream. Film is not a far-fetched dream.
Wow.
Filmmakers and filmmaking is for everybody.
It's for everybody. I love that. You've now tapped into the world of inspiration. If you could give one piece of advice to young people, especially women who want to get into film, what would you say to them?
I would say, so in the industry, I'm known as a film fixer.
Okay.
So as somebody who fix things, it's an actual title, just by the way, or
okay.
A job, right?
Okay.
So I go as the title of a film fixer.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, my advice is be your own fix. Mm. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to do anything for you. You are your own hero. You can do it. You have everything that you need. Everything is within you. And just believe in the divine force and timing and always being at the right place at the right time and trusting the process.
Yo, and it's true. Nobody's coming to save you.
Nobody's coming to save you.
Mm.
Only you can save yourself.
Yeah.
And you have what it takes.
You have what it takes. Yo, Nerusha, so, so, so powerful. I guess let's leave people with the information. 48, that's the number, 48hourfilm.com/Durban. That's how you apply. And then obviously Monday, you say the workshop is happening at the Command Center in Durban.
At the Command Center is something I might add. This Friday, we
yes.
are at Metro Rail. So in collaboration and partnership with PRASA, like I said, filmmaking is for everybody.
Yes.
Commuters need to know that they can participate in film. We are having a free workshop on filmmaking, on mobile filmmaking, because I've been on international productions whereby we use mobile phones for a specific scene.
Right.
It's really doable. So that's happening this Friday from 3:30 till 8 p.m. We will be, our team will be at PRASA. We at Suncoast on Friday. Before that, on Saturday and on Sunday, where people can come through, have a chat with us, let them know about how to register if they're wanting help to register, just knowing more about the project. But those are just some of the initiatives we are engaging on prior.
Love that. How do people get in touch with you if they want more, just to find out more, whether it's your team? How do we get in touch with you?
083-991-6497.
And are you on social media where we can hit you up there?
Absolutely. So Durban 48 Hour Film Project and on all platforms, including YouTube. And there's a lot of stuff like free stuff and some of the short films are there as well. Past workshops. And my personal is Anurusha Sadhapal. And that's also on all platforms.
Oh, I love that. Complete access. So there you have it, everybody. 48 Hour Film Durban, you said, on socials, right? We can find you there. And then, of course, if you want to enter 48hourfilm.com/Durban. This is so, so, so exciting. All the best. Thank you for your passion for youth and filmmaking in South Africa. And, of course, your passion for bringing more films to Durban and creation of more films in Durban as well.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me in today.
Yay, thank you so much. That is Nerusha, everybody. You can follow her on social media, Nerusha Maharaj Sadhapal, very passionate about the 48 Hour Film Project.